Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
In fact, this is what LeBron should do with his teammates. Instead of sending the cryptic tweets, Rob G, tell us the tweet, Rob, LeBron said.
Well, he wasn't the only one first to send off a cryptic tweet. Things have been escalating in the Lakers locker room now for about a month. All started The Athletic did that article where they had six sources around the team saying there was a growing disconnect between Darvin Ham and the Lakers. Darvin Ham, you know, since then has done several post-game press conferences where he talks about we got to man up. These guys, you know, the rotations are what they are. There's no popularity contest, and it's almost pitting him against the team. So yesterday before the game, Anthony Davis was supposed to be starting as usual. He was ruled out due to hip and groin issues. And so you would think Christian Wood, the backup center, would get the start. He doesn't. Third stringer Jackson Hayes gets the start. He puts out LOL before the game. He tried to backtrack it after the game. It was a big old deal, what have you. Well, after that kind of died down, about an hour later, LeBron James, fresh off his own media availability, where he, you know, supposedly saved himself from saying something stupid, decided he's going to put out an emoji of an hourglass. No context, no comment, just good old passive-aggressive LeBron James striking again.
All right, first, Christian Wood. Christian Wood can shoot. He scores better than Jackson Hayes, but maybe they wanted a little more of a presence defensively. And I'm not saying Jackson Hayes is Joel Embiid on the defensive end, but I think he gives a little more effort on that end than Christian Wood. That's been Christian Wood's problem throughout his career, defense. And that's why, despite being a scorer, he's a legit scorer, he hasn't stuck anywhere. This dude averaged 20 points a game. Or close to it. I think he did average 24 a few years. But he keeps getting moved all over the place. 21 points one year. Because he doesn't give effort on the defensive end and can't defend. So that might be why Darvin Ham made that move. And I don't know if maybe Chris, I'm not going to say he's a liar, but maybe that was his issue. I think with LeBron James is better than a cryptic tweet. An emoji. LeBron James is the most respected player in the league. LeBron James is one of the two best players ever. LeBron James, if any player has the authority to say to the front office or to say to the coaching staff or to say to his teammates, we got to get it together. This is bothering me. What are we doing to fix this? It's LeBron. Enough with the Sherlock Holmes stuff. How do you think your teammates feel walking into the locker room, walking to practice, and they got this cryptic tweet? They don't know how their superstar leader feels. It was that directed at us. Was that directed at coach? Was that directed at, you know, his own time here with the Lakers? Because it was an hourglass. It was an hourglass emoji that was pouring out. So was that LeBron saying time's running out on Ham? Time's running out on some of my teammates who might get dealt? Hopefully. Time's running out on my time with the Lakers. We don't know. None of them are good, though. So I'm just saying LeBron is better than this. He's been a good leader. I know he's always done some of these little cryptic tweets, and I don't really care for him. I'm like, talk to the people. Let's solve this. If we got to argue, fine. Like me and Rob, sometimes we argue. Fine. Let's settle it like men. And that's what I think LeBron should do.
If he got some issues. He's not going to change who he is. He's done this forever. This is who he is. He's done it before. No shocker that LeBron won't confront it or take any responsibility as what's going on. It's always about somebody else. It's always somebody else is to blame. Let's blame Walton. Let's blame
After Walton, or was it somebody else?
Walton, Vogel, and now it's Ham, and now the players aren't good enough. They won the offseason. This team only went to the Western Conference Finals a year ago. Right. This team only won the in-season tournament that he had his chest stuck out. They shot around, sprayed more cheap champagne than I've seen since I went to Jonas's wedding. I mean, like, that's all that was going on. And now, all of a sudden, none of it matters and none of it is good enough and everybody else is to blame. AD and him are playing most nights and they're at 500. Look in the mirror. Stop it. You just can't keep doing this.
I agree. You know what? The only answer... Now, if they want to get rid of Darvin Ham, this is the same guy, like you said, led him to the conference finals, led him to the in-season tournament. All of a sudden, he don't know how to coach. But if you get rid of him and, you know, or you make a trade some of your role players for some other role players, what's going to change? The only thing that's going to really help them is if LeBron and AD take care of this. And look, I don't think LeBron's capable at this stage. No shame in that. He's 39 years old. But he got Anthony Davis playing some of the best ball of his career, playing arguably the best stretch he's played with the Lakers, arguably, this first half of the season. And they can't be 500. So it's just, I agree, LeBron has to look in the mirror. That doesn't mean his teammates aren't, you know, are doing everything they need to do either. But he's a part of it as well. He's a part of it. And I know LeBron's smart enough to know his numbers, just because they're the same as the rest of his career, doesn't mean he's playing close to that level. And so there's really no answer for him. They need to look in the mirror. And I think LeBron and AD need to lead them to however high they can go. The role players, if LeBron and AD take the bull by the horns and lead them, I think the role players will follow, meaning they'll do the best they can. And this is not a championship team, because you can just see that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what? Forget this. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And Joel Embiid, Rob, who's playing, he's having the best season in the league. He right now has played like the MVP front runner. The question that has come about is, will he play the requisite 65 games that is necessary to be eligible for postseason awards? And so he missed the previous two games before last night. He goes out there, tries to play against Golden State, and suffers a knee injury or worsens his knee injury. And now there's a lot of hand-wringing, a lot of discussion about that. Rob G, you want to summarize this stuff for us?
Sure. So Joel Embiid's knee has been a topic of conversation for about a week and a half now, or maybe about less than a week, because you recall he had that big showdown against Nikola Jokic in Denver. Would have been his first time in four seasons.
And that was a national game, too.
Yes,
that
as part of Rivals Week, Rob. This was a big NBA initiative to get these guys to play each other. And Joel Embiid famously was not listed on the injury report, and yet 15 minutes before tip-off, they ruled him out.
So, and that was his fourth straight time not playing in Denver.
Exactly. So
yeah, that's odd.
It looked really, really bad, right? So last night, he ends up coming back from injury to face off against Steph Curry and the Warriors. He ultimately loses that game. But more importantly, he looked very sluggish out there. And then he ended up injuring that same left knee again. In this case, though, they're saying that it was a different injury than the one he's currently dealing with. So fast forward to Wednesday morning, Sam Amick from The Athletic, friend of the show, reports that people in and around the Sixers organization say that Embiid's dealing with his knee injury, not just in the last week or 2 weeks. He's been dealing with it basically all season. And that's part of the reason why his minutes are not as high as some of the other high-end.
So when he was going for 70, what did he have, three?
70.
That night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the night he was at. The knee looked good that night.
You know how it is, Rob.
Well, he's scoring like a point a minute.
Yeah. So they added, and then Sam Amick also added, that according to people in the Sixers organization, Embiid still probably should not have played last night against Golden State. He missed the previous two games. But he was so concerned about the backlash he had been getting because of the Denver debacle and the whole narrative about him possibly not being eligible for all NBA or MVP honors that he decided he'd have to get out there and give it a go, even though he knew he wasn't ready to play.
And didn't Tyrese Halliburton, the star point guard for the Pacers, say something about the 65-game rule?
Yeah, he said it was a terrible rule. And actually, it's been a whole chorus of guys as recently as last night.
Not a terrible rule.
I mean, that's what's being pointed out. You had Draymond Green say on his podcast something similar. Like, you know, these guys are risking their bodies just so they can make these 65-game rule. And so it's a big backlash from NBA players.
Well, let's talk about that, Rob. What are your thoughts on this rule, 65?
Chris, we talked about it. If you don't want to do that, you got to come up with minimums then. You know what I mean? Like shot attempts. You can't do it in basketball like you do in baseball.
Well, they have game minimums to be eligible for, like, to be the leading scorer officially, right? To be the leading rebounder. You have to play a certain number of games.
Right, but
that's
what I'm saying. Like in baseball, it's about plate appearances, Chris, or, you know what I mean, innings pitched.
You can't be lead the league in batting at 80 at-bats.
Exactly. Like you can't, or you played half the season and you batted 340, and they're going to give you the batting title. A guy played the whole year, batted 325, and he doesn't get the title.
Right.
Right. So that's what that is to safeguard against. And I don't know, the pushback on it makes no sense. There should be a minimum of games you have to play to qualify. It's pretty simple. It's pretty cut and dry. I don't think it's radical at all.
I'm totally with you, Rob. And for the players to complain about it is ridiculous. Rob,
complain about playing 65 games out of 82, Chris. Oh, my God.
17 games? And I know that the fear was, well, you know, guys are going to shoot for 65 or 66 games, and they're going to pencil in, or the team, because the teams had a role in this too. The team's going to pencil in 15, 16, 17 absences so they can load, manage, and rest. Hogwash. All right? And Rob, as you know, I'm a voter for these postseason awards, the regular season awards. And before last season, Bill Walton did win the MVP only playing 58 games back in, I think it was 77. And that was when players voted, Robin. We've talked about players. Players don't vote well. They just don't.
They don't have a good history, Chris.
Right.
They don't. We talk about all the time. Whenever people question before the last couple of Hall of Fames, Chris, in baseball, before that, it was always the Veterans Committee.
Right.
These were former players. Like, how did he get in? Oh, well, the players voted him in.
Yep, no doubt. And even in the 70s, Rob, when the players voted, you had a couple guys win the MVP. I think with losing records and, you know, not making the playoffs and stuff like that. And so the media started voting in 1980. After that point, the most games a player had missed and won the MVP was, I believe, Allen Iverson. When he won his MVP, he played 70 of the 82 games.
But still, so when 70 I started is voting, that's a fair number.
Right. And so I kind of used that as a barometer. Okay, if a guy plays less than 70 or 69 or something, and I'm just going to kind of be like he's ineligible. Because obviously your team needs you to be there. If you're going to be the most valuable player, you need to be there on most nights, overwhelmingly most nights. But last year, Rob, it was ridiculous. Voting for the All-NBA teams, I think – I don't remember – I think I had players on there that played 50-something games. Because it was so many that had missed. So many of the stars were missing games.
Missing and that many in the 82-game season? That's a lot.
Stop. Look, if the science, if the teams, if the players really wholeheartedly feel like you can't play 82 games anymore because of the wear and tear on the body because you got to guard so much more the floor because the floor is spread out now. It's not all near the paint. Then you know what? Be honest with the fans that pay your bills and cut the games in the season.
Yep.
Or
at least give people an honest, like, he's not playing. Don't buy tickets. If you came to see Kevin Durant or you came to see LeBron James or you can get a refund on your tickets. Like if you don't do that, then you could do what fans will be like, do whatever you want. But to you know, have people spend their hard-earned money. We talk about it over and over, man, because it's real when a fan and a family, Chris, and
man,
a kid's
Rob,
birthday.
You know, you
it's
did it.
Real.
It is expensive to go to a game.
I went to a Clipper game, $8.99 for a Diet Coke, Chris. I thought I had a gun in my back. I mean, seriously. $8.99?
Because, Rob, what families want to do, if you got a young son, 10 years old, whatever, and he loves basketball, you're like, oh, Steph's in town.
Right. Can I see Steph play live?
I'm going to bring him to see Embiid play, whether your team, your local team is good or not. And then it's hard to do that now, to shell out all that money when you know there's a good chance that that star is not playing. It's not good for the league. It's not good for the fans. And it's not good for even the competitive advantage or nature of the players in the league.
And I'm
totally with the rule.
Networks, Chris, who shell out a ton of money. That's why this next contract's going to be very interesting, because the networks have felt like they've gotten a short end of the stick on the big games, the national games. How many times last year, Chris, oh, I'm looking forward to this game, and we'll be talking, and then you find out right before we go off the air that so-and-so's not playing. And you would be like, looking forward to that game.
And, All right, let me give you this. I think it has had a bit of an effect. Even on me, I don't even, like, look forward. I mean, I look forward to the games. Obviously, I love the sport. But, I mean, when I know there's a big game, my first thought is, well, okay, are the stars playing?
Are they playing?
That's my first thought. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. And if I find out they're playing, great, I'll get into it. Because you also, Rob, look at these games as measuring sticks, right? People want to see Denver, Philly, Embiid, Jokic to kind of measure them.
Right.
How good is Philly really?
And imagine showing up in Denver for that game.
And that goes out the window when you don't have your star.
Yeah, and then Embiid's not there. Like I know you got to be pissed. So let me give you this, the numbers on Embiid and the MVP. This is from Vegas. So in a span of 3 days, Embiid went, Chris, from a plus 120 at BetMGM to win the MVP. He was the favorite, plus 120.
Right.
Right? To now plus 1,500, which is fifth. Because Vegas, they don't think he'll play 60 to 65 games needed. From where he is, we're just starting February. We got February, right. March, and parts of April. Got two and a half months.
Yeah, I they're probably right. And you know what?
And he's ruled out for tomorrow already. Right. So that's another game.
I guess the question people want to ask is, do you feel sorry for him? I mean, I hate the fact that he can't stay healthy. I hate the fact that he's banged up. But do I feel sorry for him? Like, man, if he only plays 60 games, he still should get the MVP. No, he shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. You missed 22 games. I mean, come on. That affects seeding. And then there's another guy out there, maybe Giannis or Jokic or whoever, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka, busting their butt playing 75 games. And you're supposed to get the MVP?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't feel sorry that players hurt, but I don't feel bad that he won't get MVP if he don't play 65 games.
And I don't understand the pushback from the players. Like, really? Like it just doesn't even make sense. You have to earn the MVP, really? Like, oh, yeah, he played 55 games. Give him the MVP.
Right. It's them not getting it, Rob. I mean, we talked about it, you know? And I think that's just another example of them not getting it in this regard. And thank God for this rule and the writers that take this stuff seriously. And I'm not – obviously the players take it seriously. But a lot of times they're not seeing the other teams as much either, Rob. You know, and they're, you know,
Chris, they don't follow it as closely as fans do. They might be out there on the court.
Not as closely as the media writers that really, you know, takes this seriously. Again, not saying the players don't take it seriously. Obviously, they do. But they're playing. They're not necessarily observing and analyzing and things like that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
And we're going to go to the NFL, Rob. Jerry Jones, of course, was running his mouth. Talked to a friend of the show, Clarence Hill, beat writer who covers the Cowboys. And Jerry's at the Senior Bowl scouting. So here's what he told him about Dak Prescott.
Has done nothing to change my mind on any promise for the future. I think I said in the deal that we'd go as far as Dak takes us in the playoffs. Remember that?
Right.
We'd go as far as Dak takes us.
Right. How you feel you playing?
And that's how far we went.
Right.
Okay. So my point is that doesn't change a thing. Okay. We'll go as far as Dak takes us.
That's hilarious to me, Rob, that he actually said, and that's how far we went. It'd be right. One thing
which
if they got to the
first
second
round exit.
Right, lost in a battle. You know, they got stomped by the freaking seventh seed. Stomped by the youngest team to make the playoffs in nearly 50 years. On your home turf where you had won 16 straight games. I mean, that was...
It was
so
as embarrassing as it
that,
gets. Right.
It really was, Rob. It was. I don't remember all the playoff losses, but to me, that's the worst. It's certainly the worst I've seen from the Cowboys
well,
in my life.
Considering where they were, Chris, and the idea that, like you said, they had won 16 straight. They're a different team at home.
At home. Yes.
Right, they're a different team. So you didn't get that. Somehow that team didn't show up and all the other stuff. And we already know, like, they've always been kind of lukewarm on Dak. We talked about that, Chris, waiting, prolonging it, their contract. Because it cost him a lot more money. Dak wound up getting, right, the first year of that deal, like $75 million because they had waited.
I remember the talk was, should you give him 30?
Yeah.
Should you give him 28? I mean, really, that was the talk.
And they waited.
To pay him a lot more. Yeah. Let me ask you, this is the question I want to ask you, because we know the Cowboys obviously want to win a Super Bowl. Do you think you can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott as your quarterback?
I mean, could you win? Sure, if you have a great defense. Yes, I'm not saying you couldn't because we've seen lesser quarterbacks win Super Bowls when they have dominant defenses. And you just – if you have that day, Chris, where you show up and you don't turn the ball over and make any mistakes, could you win? Sure. But I think the problem is you don't feel like you could win – because of Dak. Like, Dak is not going to carry you there. You have a so-so defense. Oh, he's just going to throw the lights out of it, the ball. You know what I mean?
Right,
and beat you in that way. Like, you can say whatever you want about Eli Manning, and I know we talk about him every so often. There's no denying in the playoffs, Chris, he got it done, right? Can we say that?
He did get it done. I mean, I honestly, and I think you probably agree with this, Dak was a better, it is a better regular season
quarterback. No doubt about
it. I was, but it counts, which that's not irrelevant, but at the end of the day, the bigger thing is what you do in the playoffs.
Right, but because that's what you're going to, people are going to look at and say, dude, like, all right, it was nice that you won 16 in a row and you shredded and right. You were the NFC player, the offensive player of the month, Chris, in November or December, whatever it
and
was.
He'll probably finish second in MVP, right?
And all that. But that's we've seen the movie. And it's not like he's played one. He's been 8 years. He's been around for 8 years, Chris. It's not
Brock
new.
Brock Purdy's already got twice as many playoff wins as Dak.
How many playoff year. Wins does Dak have?
Two.
Is that
he's
all he
two
has?
And five. Yep, 2-5, and Brock Purdy's 4-0.
Chris, can I give you one that will rock people's world?
Give me a hint, because I want to see if I can guess it.
Okay.
Is it a stat or what?
Yeah, stat. Jets quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. I have no idea where you're
Mark Sanchez has 4 road playoff wins, Chris. 4.
Now, I knew that. Yep.
You know how hard it is to win in the playoff? 4.
Yep. Nah, I remember.
And he wasn't that good, right?
No. Look, I think you pretty much hit it on the head with Dak. There are quarterbacks, Rob, that we would say, I think he's going to win a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow. It's early, but you might say that about CJ Stroud. Maybe Lamar. I mean, obviously, it was disappointing what he did in the last playoff game. He had a great one before that. But
can I say this?
Lamar is close to that.
Let me just say this. If Lamar played the way that he plays, Chris, and they lost, I would be way more disappointed. I know he could play better than that. Do you know what I mean? Like what he did that Sunday just did not make any sense to me. So I'm not saying that he didn't lose. He can play better than that. That's not his game. That's all I'm going to say on that.
No, I feel you. But Josh Allen, he hadn't been to a Super Bowl yet, but I think you feel like he's – if I had to bet, Rob, I would say before he's done, he gets at least one. That's what I would say.
I'm not convinced because I think there's something – Jim Kelly and the Bills, Chris, had an awesome team for a stretch. They couldn't win one. There's something that just doesn't, and I don't know if it's the 13 seconds in Kansas City, Chris, that they'll never overcome. I don't know, but they should have by now. And because they haven't, you start losing players, you start losing coaches. You know what I mean? And before you know it, you look up, and 8 years have gone by. That's what happened.
The point I'm trying to make is that I look at some guys in this league and think they're going to get one. They're going to get one. I don't look at Dak. I don't put Dak in that class where I expect him to get one. I do agree with you. I definitely think you can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott as your quarterback. No doubt about it. He's a very good quarterback. And this year he was great during the regular season. He had a great season. But like you said, you need a very good defense, which they have. They don't have the best defense in the league, but I think they do have a defense that's top five-ish. And you need, Rob, and you know I've said this since Dak got in the league. Dak cannot be the guy to put you on his back and carry you. You need your force. Your driving force needs to be the run game. And then Dak can manage the game and make some big plays here and there with his arm and with his legs. That's when he's at his best. And this year, Rob, during the regular season, he did carry them because Tony Pollard was really their only running back, their main one. And Tony, and people were right about this, Rob. You and I wondered about it. But carrying the full load, not having another back that could soften up the defense and take the big hits, that hurt Tony Pollard. And he didn't have his typical season. But if you get that guy, I don't know that they'll have the money. To me, they should go after Derrick Henry. But if you get – they need a meat eater at running back who can – soften up the defense, and then I think Pollard would go back to being as good as he has been in the past. But the run game needs to be your identity, and then you've got a really good quarterback who can make plays for you. But Dak, like, being your best offensive player, Dak being the guy that's going to make it happen and carry you, a la Josh Allen, a la Patrick Mahomes, a la Joe Burrow. No, he's not that guy, but that doesn't mean you can't win a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah, because we talked about lesser quarterbacks who won Super Bowls. Just it's more.
And
about,
I think he's good. Like,
no, I'm
I
just saying.
You know
I'm just
mean?
Saying. That's why, really can't, that's why I can't. That's why I can't rule him out. Two. Right. I'm just saying I can't rule him out. Like, oh no, you'll never win with him. I couldn't say that. I thought they had a good chance to get there this year. I did, but
yeah, you picked them to win the NFC.
I picked them.
What are your thoughts on where they'll be next year? Jerry alluded, he said they're going to be all in, which sounded like a reference to we're going to re-sign Micah Parsons to a huge deal. We're going to sign CeeDee Lamb to big money. And to do that, Rob, they're going to have to extend Dak because they need to, you know, divvy out that his money. And right now it would be $59 million against the cap. So they're going to extend him pay him
gracious.
Big money, which I think they should. I think they should. I don't think, like, next year they won't be the favorite to me in the NFC, but I do think they'll be in that group that has a shot. But, you know, I don't like their culture. I think it's hard to win the whole thing with their culture. But I think they will be in the hunt. And I know that's not what they want. They want to win it, but I don't think Jerry's willing to make the changes necessary for them to really win it. If he were, we wouldn't hear from him all next season.
Yeah, good
Maybe
luck.
Maybe once at the beginning of the season, that's it. Maybe. I don't even want to hear from him then. No, yeah. I know he's not going to do it, but it's his prerogative. He's making money for the team. But, dude, say you know what? What's the definition of insanity? Rob, you know it.
Doing the same
doing
thing
the same
over and
thing.
Over
yes.
and expecting a different result.
Yes.
And he's done it, right?
And he's done it for 29 years, 30 years, whatever it is. And I wish he would just say, you know what? Next year, you're not going to hear from me during the season. Because it's going to be all about football. We're going to try to do something differently. I think we got the team to win it. And I'm just going to sit back and watch. Rob, I think his players would be so relieved. And I think they would be better off for it. I'm not saying they definitely win it, but I think they
would
be better.
No. I agree. I just think it's over the top and too much. Always saying too much. And it just it's because it's hard to just say, well, it's just the players. They just need to play better, and that's it. Because it's been almost 30 years, Chris, right? Like that's right. The problem is there's only been one constant over those 30 years.
Right.
And that's Jerry.
No doubt.
That's the only constant.
No doubt. And it's good for business. It's good for them being on the talk shows. Heck, we're talking about them right now. And it appreciates the value of your franchise.
He's done all that. That's good. They get to A+ on all of that. Right. Only one problem. Since Jimmy Johnson left, basically, Chris, it's been a bare cupboard.
No doubt.
I know they won the one Super Bowl without
Barry
Jimmy
Switzer.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Barry Switzer. But that was Jimmy's team. He just took over.
Right.
Jimmy handed him the keys, Chris, and he drove into the driveway. That's
right.
What he did.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.